37. The Dying Fires. Fur sank upright, his feet landing firmly on the bottom of the Thames. His lungs yearned for air. He was too heavy to swim, but he lifted his legs and pushed forward, finding solid rocks buried in the silt. He took another step and another. A shell hadn't killed him. Bullets hadn't killed him. Some ugly devil child wouldn't be his end. He saw the posts of a dock only 20 yards away, and he slouched toward them. He would climb the dock and finish destroying his enemy and anyone else who stood in his way. 20 long yards. He could make it. Water seeped into the coal chamber in his right leg, and the limb bubbled to a stop. He lifted his left leg, but slipped, and was forced to crawl on the bottom of the river, using only one arm and one leg. He was 15 yards away. 14. He would climb the dock and strangle the boy. The chamber in his right leg died. He dragged himself with one hand, digging deep into the riverbed an inch at a time. The coal fire sputtered and died in that arm, too. He was motionless. He wanted to scream in anger. He had to breathe. He couldn't wait another second. All that surrounded him was water.